Hey, what's going on, guys? Welcome back to the Enrique Oquendo Experience, where we cover anything and everything to do with personal self-development with an emphasis on mental and physical health. Today, we're going to cover 5 steps on how to manage and eliminate daily stress, okay? So we're going to cover step 1, which is walking. Step 2, which is meditation. Step 3, which is bad relationships. 4, breathing. 5, how to love yourself better, all right? And I'm just gonna give you quick tips and pointers on how to really amplify every one of these steps. Of course, there's a plethora of other things that you can do, but this is just a quick overview of some of the things that I personally use on a daily basis. So real quick, walking, right? So go out for a walk daily, push for at least 30 minutes of brisk walk. Walking relaxes the mind and body. A connection with nature is a must. Studies show that people that live in cities show higher signs of anxiety and depression as opposed to people that live closer to nature. I love walking. I mean, if you could just do 30 minutes a day, go out there. Listen, we're surrounded by public parks, so you can go out there, enjoy nature. Some parks even have ponds. There are benches situated across the shoreline of the ponds. You can just sit there and just relax after that brisk walk and just enjoy nature. Get back to nature. I can't, you know, harp enough on the importance of connecting back to nature. Nature is everything. Our ancestors used to be surrounded by nature continuously. Obviously, with cities coming into play and the industrialization of everything, it just made things and life so much easier, but we lost our connection to nature. Every now and then we need to go back to that. And in this particular step, we cover how walking can just relax the mind, relax the body. Physiologically, it has enormous benefits. Step 2, meditation. So meditate either in the morning, afternoon, or evening. There's a beautiful trick called mindfulness. It helps be in the moment. The longer you go for, the better you train your mind to offset stress. So you basically go to a empty room in your house. You can even do this at work. And you sit there, you clear your mind out, and you focus on the now. One of the things that my shrink at the VA hospital used to tell me, and she coached me on, was self-guided imagery. So you can basically paint out where it is that you want to take your mind to. So you can go anywhere on the planet. Let's say you want to be at the foot of a mountain. You're standing there in the foot of the mountain. Now you're guiding yourself through all this. I see the peak. I see the peak covered in, you know, layers of snow. I see the clouds. I feel the air on my face. I see a little stream by the foot of the mountain. You know, I could hear the ravine. I could hear the water hit the pebbles, the rocks. I can hear the water flow down the ravine. You know, I could see the blades of green grass on the steep hillside of the mountain. So you can basically go wherever you want as far as the guided imagery and be in the moment. The purpose of mindfulness and the purpose of meditation is to basically offset your mind from whatever hinders it, all the pain and aches of stressing out over the smallest things in life. Sometimes we kill ourselves thinking about things that are just endlessly tormenting, that we really shouldn't be thinking about, but for some odd reason, we allow these things to dominate our mind to the point where our health starts debilitating, our relationship with our kids start debilitating, and we just can't allow those things. These people count on us. We got to give them strength. We got to give them guidance. We got to let them know that things are going to be okay, because maybe they're going through the same things we are, and we're just not helping them out, because us as leaders, as men, as women, patriarchs, matriarchs in that family, we don't have our heads straight. So meditation is one of these things that's going to help you out to better deal with stress and to better lead people on that need us. Okay, you can't lead somebody if you're tormented. It's just not gonna work. So we covered step one, which is walking. Go out for a brisk walk. We covered meditation. Go anywhere and just practice something called mindfulness. You can look further into it, just Google it. There are countless videos on mindfulness, but meditation mixed in with mindfulness is a must. Okay, try to push for a minute. Clear your mind out for a minute. Just sit there alone in a room and just relax, breathe, and think about things that take you to a place of tranquility, okay? This is free. Anybody can do this. Push for a minute. If you can't do a minute, do 30 seconds. But what I'm asking you to do is not easy. We're trained to live in the city, live in the fast life. We're not trained to stop and to really be one with ourselves. So this is actually very challenging. And when you can get past a minute, then you can push for, 3 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes. I know people that do mindfulness meditation for like 45 minutes. It sounds easy, but it's not. Believe me when I tell you it's not. All right, moving on to the next step. So bad relationships, right? Bad relationships can really hurt us as far as stress goes. Ask yourself, how do I eliminate or mitigate bad relationships? What are the core beliefs or values? Are your values? Are the people in your life aligned with them? Understand that stress isn't bad. Bad relationships are. Your ability to grow and cultivate healthy, long-lasting relationships will determine whether or not you receive unwanted bad stress in your life. This applies to all areas. Self-imposed limited beliefs cultivate bad relationships. I'll repeat that again. Self-imposed limited beliefs cultivate bad relationships. You're asking yourself why? Because you're not adequately equipped with the right knowledge. Train the mind on centering your life completely on your most highest values. Let me summarize it for you guys. Stop for 1 second and just ask yourself, what are your values? Like, what are the things that guide you and give you purpose in life? And then ask yourself if the people around you, if the person that you're dating, if the person that you're married to aligns with those values. And that'll give you a purview into where your life is headed and what you've done with it. If you have great values and people are not aligned to those values, ladies and gentlemen, you're gonna live a life of hell. I know many people in my personal life that I consider them great humans, great individuals, but they're in a place where their inner circle, the relationships in their inner circle, are people that are just not aligned to their values. And sometimes, your values, you don't even know what they are because you never ask yourself, what are my values? So you're gonna go through life just picking and choosing and winging relationships to where anybody can just come in and be filtered out. So these people are gonna leave a very bad imprint onto your soul, onto your energy, onto the human being that you are in that moment. And maybe that human being is not living its life at its full potential. So understand what your values are. Ask yourself, what are my values? And are the people around me, my relationships, are they aligned to my values? This is very important. This is not to criticize or ridicule anybody, but your values have to be aligned to to the people around you and their values, there has to be congruency, okay? You can't just say I love life and then you hang around with people that detest life. That's not how it works. And if that's the case, then you're gonna be living a life of hell on a daily basis. So it's gonna create this havoc, this onslaught of just unwanted stress on a daily basis, which might not kill you in the moment, but move on a couple years down the line and you're sitting in front of a doctor, kidney failure, bunch of failure throughout your body physiologically. And the doctor's gonna ask you, okay, if he's a doctor that's mindful and conscientious, he's gonna ask you, okay, what is your daily life consist of? What are your relationships? And he's gonna be able to catch right then and there, if you have toxic relationships in your life, how that is affecting you from a physical point of view, of your health is debilitating because you just have an onslaught of continuous stress with people that, I'm sorry to put it and be so blunt about it, that just shouldn't be in your life. And I see this on a daily basis, primarily in my job, in my field, where I see people that they don't even know what their values are, and they're hanging around with bad people who just don't mean well by them because they're just as lost. So it creates this cyclical, tormented cycle of immaturity, followed by wrong actions, followed by I'm alone and now I feel bad. Why is that? Gee, the people in my life are not aligned to my values and I don't even know what my values are, so I gotta figure that out. So if you wanna cultivate good relationships, your values have to be amazing, okay? It's gonna help you and give you the clarity to choose the right people around you. Be mindful of that, be conscientious of that. Step four. Breathing. So practice breathing techniques whenever you feel swamped or need a break. This helps release the tension built up on the shoulders, the rest of the body. You can practice this anywhere, preferably in a quiet room. And the most beautiful thing of all, it's free. So there are a lot of breathing techniques, but you don't need to get crazy or sophisticated with any of these things. Just understand that just the simple act of breathing in, inflating your lungs with air, breathing out, your chest cavity decompresses. You just feel amazing. You feel like you've released all this tension that you've been built up on. Remember, people that work in an office setting, they spend all day, their shoulders cringed, tightened. They're not even aware of that. They're not even aware of their breathing. You know, it's a cyclical motion of breathing. They're not even mindful of what they're doing. So they're stressed out, they have this big project in front of them, they're tensed up all day, and then they wonder why they've got neck pain, why they've got lower back pain. They're not controlling, they're not being mindful of their breathing. You don't have to be thinking about your breathing all day and night, but when you feel a load of stress, just go somewhere, relax, start breathing, and just think about, be conscientious in the moment of how you're breathing in, how you're breathing out. Relax the eyes. You can close your eyes and just breathe. If you just do 5 minutes under stress of breathing and walk out of that room, you're a whole brand new person. You've just reset your physiology. Breathing is amazing. So step four, breathing. If you want to eliminate some of that stress in your life on a daily basis, practice breathing whenever you feel ultra stressed. And then the last and final step, love yourself. Work on yourself. You are the architect of your life. You've got the blueprints. Things won't change unless you do. Take a day off to disconnect throughout the week just for you. Take up a new project that gives you purpose. This will amplify your life's value and bring in the lens to look through. You can't help love or give your very best when you aren't loving yourself. Self-improvement attracts love. There's an area here where I talked about, you know, bringing the lens to look through. I've been in many instances where I have someone in front of me and they just don't understand how good they have it, how good their life is, because they're simply looking at life through the wrong lens. If you practice negativity, if you practice pessimism without even knowing it, your lens is gonna be completely fogged. It's gonna be dirty. You're not appreciating the things around you. So change your lens. You have complete 100% control of changing your lens, the way you see your life, the way you see life out there. So you gotta love yourself. You gotta tell yourself, okay, I'm devoting all this time to work, to relationships, to my dog, to the next door neighbor. I'm always on the move. You don't realize it, but you're just killing yourself. You're killing yourself because your value is always going externally out there. Stop for 1 second and internalize things and give yourself back everything that you're putting out as well. Give it back to yourself, okay? It's not always about the rest of the world. Sometimes you have to be selfless to yourself, okay? Selflessly love yourself. Be intimate with yourself. Today's Sunday. You know what? I'm going to go out and get a massage. Why not? I'm going to go out to the beach. I'm going to take a cooler. I'm going to take a chair. I'm going to sit out there on that beach line. I'm going to pour myself a glass of wine. I'm going to relax. I'm going to love myself. And I'm going to appreciate how beautiful life is and everything around me. I'm going to tell myself that you've got this, okay? Just have a moment to yourself at least one time throughout the week where you can pamper yourself. You could do beautiful things to yourself and have intimate experiences just on an individual level where you can be one with yourself and accept, okay, I love myself. I'm going to give back to myself. I understand that the world needs me, but I also need myself. I need myself to be aligned. I need to be in the moment. If I want to do my nails, I go do my nails. If I want to go to the gym, I go to the gym. Okay. If I want to have a cookout session just by myself to see how it is that I can create this new recipe, how I can eat this new meal and just sit down and relax and just give myself. Sometimes we have to learn how to be selfish to ourselves because your body needs you. Your mind needs you. Your heart needs you, okay? And we need to get back to that. We need to get back to that. So we covered the 5 steps on how to manage and eliminate daily stress. We covered walking, meditation, bad relationships, how they hurt us and create enormous amount of stress, breathing techniques, and step 5, love yourself to mitigate stress. When you love yourself, and that's my favorite step, when you love yourself and you take care of yourself and you feed yourself the best foods and you feed yourself the best relationships and you feed yourself the best sort of physical exercise and the best trips and you go on these amazing journeys, I promise you, your stress will be it'll be in the negative, okay? You'll be walking around work and they'll be like, yo, how come you're always so happy, dude? Like, I never see you stressed out. Sometimes people will be that honest and direct with you and they'll just call you out for what it is. How do you do that? Like, I can't see myself doing that. Like, are you an alien? Because you're doing something that the majority of people are not doing. They're just not good at it. They haven't been taught how to do this. They haven't been taught self-love. They don't know what meditation is. And you have to be, when you learn how to do that, you become a beacon for other people, okay? Because energy attracts energy. If you are light, you will attract light. If you are darkness, you will attract darkness. And you will put these people in your life. So follow these 5 steps. And if you don't mind, hit the like, subscribe, and please comment below. Tell me what it is that you do on a daily basis. I'm very interested in knowing what my listeners are doing. I'm willing to learn from you guys, and you can ask me any question, all right? Thanks for listening to me. I appreciate having everyone on my channel. I hope that you guys stick around because this is a journey of improvement. okay? Life is about improvement. Life is about bettering yourself, about lifting others, and above all, loving yourself. You cannot love someone else if you don't love yourself. Thank you again for listening, and I'll see you on the next go around.